Selectmen's meeting, November 20th, 2019.
Okay, if you all rise, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I see we have no names on the public comment list, so we'll go right on to new business and budget presentations. The town clerk, tax collector's office. Let's move these around a little bit and do the highway department first. And then the transfer station and then...
All right. Yeah, if you guys remember your workshop, I didn't really change anything with the exception of...
I saw the one that you changed. Right.
With the exception of the crack ceiling and the wages. So what I did with the cracks...
I noticed you tried to sneak in crack filling twice on us, too.
What's that?
Tried to sneak in crack filling twice on us.
Where's that?
I thought there were two lines on there for...
No.
I saw for crack filling.
No.
Nope. Actually, I only increased it by $1,000, to be honest with you, because I dropped it down.
Mine shows 4132.6.
Oh, it's in the spreadsheet, not in the...
Yeah, in the spreadsheet, there's two 685s for crack ceiling.
Oh, yeah. They're copied down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one's zero.
Yeah, you see what you're
saying. There's nothing in one of them.
Yeah. Numbers all added up, so.
Yeah.
I wanted to make comment on that so we could get that.
Yeah. I guess I missed it at the workshop, so if you could just explain to me real quick about the highway block grant.
Okay.
And why it, if it's a...
I don't think it's made it on here yet. Peggy, I think she changed it on our... monthly reports. So as far as the block grant, the normal block grant, some towns I know of, that's all they use for their road reconstruction stuff. That's it. And in some form or fashion, I think the way it's set up in our budget here and the way we look at it, it really makes my department look like I'm getting more money than I'm actually getting or requesting more
money. Right. That was what was confusing. It shows up as an appropriation.
Yeah, and I never really liked that, but that's just the way they've always had it set up. But the block grant itself comes from the state of New Hampshire, and all the towns in New Hampshire get it.
Yeah.
I think it's our portion of, like, let's say, registrations, maybe some on the tolls.
Mm-hmm.
They get it from different areas, and they break it down according to how many miles of road a town has. Samberton has a pretty good charge of roads, so we actually get a fair amount of a block grant. Now, this year our block grant went from $136,000 because we've now taken on additional roads of Lower Bay.
Oh, because we took it back from the state.
Because we're taking it back from the state. So they've increased it by up to $143,000.
Okay.
You know, so...
And that makes sense. It just, like you were saying, it doesn't... The way it shows up in here, it looks like we're asking for another $143,000 to be appropriated versus...
And I'm not sure if that's because everybody wanted to be transparent, that the highway gets this.
Required to appropriate money on a gross basis.
Right. So.
Right, but we're not.
Appropriate that money, and then the offset is you receive.
You get it from the. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But we're required to appropriate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it ends up being a zero.
It really does, because the tough part is when you get to my bottom line for the operating budget, where it says on here $950,000, you actually have to take $143,000 out of that before you actually get the true number of it, because it just it skews that last number.
Yeah. Okay. That was my only question.
Yeah. But yeah, it was. I would say, like Tom's saying, it was probably put in there originally just for transparency purposes that we get this.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the total cost to take care of the roads and your department. So
no, just my department. Well, because the block grant can't be spent on just anything.
Right.
There's stipulations on how it can be. It can only be used on roads, or sometimes equipment that is used on the roads.
Yeah.
But I can't take it and buy a weed whacker or a chainsaw or anything else. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, that was it. You have any other about the block grants?
Nope, none.
What happens if you don't use it all?
Well, that's the thing. What I try to do, I haven't done it this year just because, but I try to typically when we start our construction season, that's the first thing I spend. Because it's a it goes back.
Oh, okay.
We don't get to keep it. If we don't spend it, we lose it.
Gotcha.
So when we start our construction and our bills start coming in, that'll be the first thing I spend. Because then once it's gone, it's gone. I don't have to worry about it. And as far as the town side of what the taxpayers put in, if we come up with the savings and stuff like that and out of our contracts and everything, then at least that goes back into our general fund to possibly pay down our taxes or anything.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But the block grant, anything we don't spend goes back to the state.
Right.
We don't get to keep it where we do with the other monies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, typically what you'll see me do is, like, come June 1st and we're wide open for the contracts. That's the one I'm going to hit first.
Yeah.
This year I haven't, but that's not normal. So... Yeah, so the only thing I raised outside of the wages was the crack seal program. I just added in one more day from what I had planned.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, but just before we submit all this, on this page here, that's not the right number.
For last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to put what I knew. I didn't have the figures. So.
And all your other numbers add up. So when you add that increase to that, you get to your new.
Okay.
That way, it's just one less thing for somebody
to get. It actually is. Yeah, okay. So the new number. Oh, yeah. So last year's appropriations was $253,885.
Right. And then when you add in your this year, $25,033, you get to your
$278,918.
Right. So, you know, guys like Ray, he gets distracted by a number and he's going to run it down. So we'll.
Thanks. Then he comes back next week and says he had a sleepless night because he couldn't figure it out.
So
it's nice to have friends, isn't it, Ray?
Yeah, really.
And the rest of this stuff, other than the crack sealing, is. And I think based, you probably raised the crack sealing based on our discussion.
Yeah, that was the only reason I raised it. So I put one more day worth of work on it. We can use it. Is it? It's not. I'm not going to waste it because. The process of crack seal, I mean, I can sit here and explain everything all night, but you only get a couple of years out of it once you use it, so you wouldn't want to use it first year after you've done a brand new road because you're going to get more cracks next year. So It's a preservation type thing.
Yeah.
You can only crack seal so much.
Mm-hmm. You can. And then
you gotta do a...
But the problem is if you keep crack sealing it year after year after year, the first ones you started with, they're leaking. They're letting water through up here anyway, so you're just wasting money out here.
That's why I said you, after a few years, you got to do a shim and overlay.
Right.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I don't either.
I'm fine.
Tom?
I'm fine.
Okay. Then I would recommend that we accept and approve the highway budget for the 2021 time frame in the amount of $954,683. Thank you. It's easier to read that than it is this.
No kidding. I will second.
Any discussion of the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're saving all the hard questions for Nate.
I got the chair warm for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, I got a couple. Okay, we will move on then to transfer station.
Yeah, just for grins, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I made last-minute changes at about 4:20. So,
of course.
Oops, sorry.
Thank you.
And you already have this.
I have this, yeah.
Okay. And there's a couple other odds and ends in here that aren't really where they're supposed to be as far as the FICA, Medicare, depending on where all of this actually does end up heading.
All right.
I've just got one thing on your narrative under propane. You say $600, no change.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're actually doubling your propane. The year before it was $300, and now you're going to $600.
And we're going to be using the forklift potentially more.
Yeah. Well, no, I just...
So it's not the, really no change.
The NC. Stretch right. out that NC on there. And then...
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, because, you know, it really is a change, not no change, so... That was the only thing. I mean, everything else I saw in there looked pretty reasonable.
So, well, this is totally changed as of this morning.
I was going to say, do you want to walk through changes from? Yeah.
So the first big change that Dave and I had discussion about, and at the solid waste committee meeting, is if you look at contract services. We feel from information that's been coming in from Tara and from Dave and from the NRA that increases are coming and they are going to be large. And the fact that we send out dirty single stream costs us more also. So we did an increase of $35,000. And Dave has broke it down so that you can kind of understand how the last fiscal years it continued to go up and go up and go up.
Yep.
That is the biggest change on this whole thing. And I had $5,000 in there, and that was the last minute change, was because we didn't take the $5,000 out when we added the $35,000. And so you've seen most of everything else. This here.
So let me
go ahead.
A couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Which is it under contract services that the tipping fees get applied?
Correct.
That and other things too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not just.
Right.
But that's where that shows up. So. Because
yes.
that was the question I had was the initial $5,000 increase you had enough given what we've seen.
Right.
I think I told you, I don't know, Dave, if you heard, but talking to NRRA last week at the NHMA conference down in Manchester, they said they are routinely seeing single stream tipping fees over $100 now.
Ours is
$134. Yep. Yeah.
Per time. I've seen it as low. Years ago, it was $26. And it's now, the last, it just went up a few weeks ago to $134.
So that was that increase in the ACR. And so they've already told us they're not going to renew under our current terms.
That's a big uncertainty. Don't know what's going to happen when those contracts run out. And the contracts include what we pay for dumpsters, trucking.
Yeah.
Everything. And trucking goes up every year by at least $5 a load, and we have hundreds of loads.
Yeah, that was going to be my other question, is was that $4,000 increase in the trucking?
That's what that was for.
Be enough to cover?
Well, I think so, because if we go ahead with some of the changes that we're going to make, some of that trucking is going to change. Okay. This is where I wished I did have a crystal ball. And a magic wand, too.
Just right here, in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your fairy godmother.
Right. She's out tonight. And I'll get to the labor part of the changes that are on this, but you'll see here, I only got two copies of these. I put $2,000 into equipment purchase. So that's the other change from what you guys had seen prior, to purchase a floor scale so that when and if we do start full-blown baling again, which I think we're going to, we can weigh our own bales and have a system that we write it all down, it goes into an Excel or some type of system, so that we know that the vendors, everybody's on the up and up. I think that's a small price to pay for being able to know what our product weighs.
Plus there's big sales going on right now, right?
So I'm going to get into that real quick. Maybe I could get off the track a little bit. So potentially we would need 1 to 2 53-foot trailers. Those are about $19,000 a piece used, the ones that I've researched. I'm sure there are better deals. That's not shown anywhere in here because we can get a grant from New Hampshire the Beautiful for about 50% off once a year. I'd just soon use a 50% off grant or whatever on something larger than the $2,000.
Yeah.
I don't think I changed anything else except for labor.
So...
Now, and we might be able to find a better deal than that, too. But I was kind of under pressure.
Yeah, no. That's the challenge is all this stuff is changing at the same time we're trying to
put
together a plan for 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, contract is up in June. It's
horrible. Been a little stressful, too.
Now, just from a process standpoint, is this scale just something that the attendants use to weigh? So they bail...
Correct.
Thing, put it on the scale.
Correct.
Get the weight. So, okay.
And this, you know, that's this category, cardboard, you know.
All right, so. All right, so that was this one.
I don't know how I missed that propane.
Yeah, it was just a...
No, I just
just wanted to raise your attention
thank
so you.
You
could correct it on your sheet.
You got to remember,
nothing wrong with it.
Speed training here.
Yeah.
When you say in your thing, you quote something and you say below what should be 75% for the first quarter, what?
So the wording was kind of weird with that,
yeah.
But it means below, in a way, means we're over where we should be.
So we've 75% of the year is gone. They've spent 76%, or 25%
right.
of the year is gone. They've spent 26% of that line item.
And I haven't.
So we bumped it up okay. to make sure we've got enough.
That's the theory behind it.
Okay.
But and now
I was
we're
just confused by the wording.
No, and I confused myself when I read it. We'll fix that in prior years. We'll, and that was just done off of the three monthly reports. Now there's of course another monthly report, but I haven't had time to redo the numbers.
I should know this, but I don't, so I'm just going to ask. And between all the smart people, I'm sure we have the answer. How do the fees you collect for C&W and the tags,
mm-hmm.
does that just go back into a general fund, or does that get applied to your expenses to offset?
It does not. It goes into a general fund. And this was something that I would like to bring up, maybe not today, but...
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just thinking about, you know, the welfare model, or not the welfare, I'm sorry, the recreation model, where,
yep.
you know, they collect their fees and they...
And it goes back into their...
It offsets their costs so they can be almost a zero or a positive.
And that would, if I had that ability sitting here, would look a lot better.
Well, and then it raises the question about the fees. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know that's another, it's not a topic for today, but...
Correct.
I just don't know if the DRA allows it.
I just don't, yeah, that's...
You know, it might be something set up because I don't think any of the transfer stations in this... that I know of do it that way. I think
yeah.
they all have to go back.
I'm sure there's a rule or an RSA somewhere that governs it. I just don't know what it is yet. So
what I did do, though, I don't know if Nate wants to do this, a couple of years I added up all the revenue because tracked where it went, whether it came from bags and demo and so on. I just put it in a town report.
Yeah.
And like I spent, just throwing around numbers, $10,000 on demo to get rid of it. And we made $17,000. I showed that we made the $2,000 in the town report.
And that's what I'm in the process of doing, getting ready to do that so I can keep up with it because I'm already X amount of months in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to try to do it right at the very end.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just doing some stubby pencil math here. If you take the numbers, first quarter we spent about $25,000. So you run that out to the end of the year, you're looking at essentially $100,000 this year. So another
contract services, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does look that way.
So that says we were, you know, $20,000 short this year when all gets said and done,
mm-hmm.
with the 78 that went in.
With the previous fiscal year, it overran $26,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I'm just looking for my monthly. I must have not put it in here.
When you recommended the additional.
35.
So say if we go with the idea that we're going to hit 100 this year, we're saying 113 next year. Does that anticipate changes in the operation of the station, or is that supposed to get us through the year with the current process of single, well, dual stream, really, glass and...
Well, there again, that's that crystal ball. My feeling is probably not.
Yeah, that's my concern.
This won't... Doing this won't offset any of those other costs.
Well, so there's a theory involved in here that we discussed last Monday night. If we go back to bailing and whatnot, monies that are left over from contract services potentially helps us pay for our labor because we're we're a baby at this now, and we're going to grow, and next year's budget will look different because we actually got through it and had figured out how it worked. So that was the hope. But at $35,000, we're pushing the limits of that, because the theory is that's supposed to help pay for labor, because there's going to need to be more employees down there. As you know, and you know, if you got somebody up at the MSW and somebody down at the metal pile and somebody that is in the office taking payments, then anybody can throw anything they want into the MS, into the single stream, or vice versa, as it goes full circle. Which we can discuss a little when we get into the labor part, but
yeah,
it's just,
I mean, I know it's a $35,000 is a big number.
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing else were to change, I don't think that's enough.
It isn't. It's probably $20,000 short of enough.
That becomes the argument, if the numbers back it up, that by shifting to the bailing, even with the need for an additional attendant, it's still going to be less than what we'd be paying if we kept going the same way.
It also looks like such a big number because the budget for that line item has been grossly underestimated for the past
couple of years. Yeah.
So just, you would, like you just said, $100,000 this year, you know, you would have to, what was the budget for the previous year, 78 or something?
This year we're 78.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at like $22,000 just to bring it up to break even based on this year's performance,
yeah.
And we're talking about next year.
Mm.
So that's why it looks like such a huge number.
No, I get it. You know, we're, like you said, we've had overruns the last couple of years, and the crystal ball didn't project high enough even for this year. You know, it went up.
Well, it could have, because it's overrun the budget every year.
Yeah. Well, this is the projection that I have done shows that we're going to be about $8,000 over by the end of the fiscal year.
Well, when single stream started, we were paying nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. The whole recycling and actually the whole solid waste landscape has changed so much.
Mm-hmm. Always does.
It's even the last couple of years, so. All right.
That's why we kept the bailers.
Yeah, that's good.
We talked about selling them, and it's like, no, that's not a good idea.
I mean, at this point, I'm 69,510 above last year's with all of the changes.
Yeah.
So are we making a suggestion that potentially there's a change made to that number? And do we go with the estimate that I've have in my mind of the $20,000? It just, that sort of seems so aggressive to me, but.
So you mean 100, that would be 133?
Correct. Or do we meet?
I think the answer to that depends on the math behind the rest of it. I mean, do we
meet in the middle on it and punt? I mean, it's,
well. So you were at the solid waste on Monday. Are they in a position to be able to come in and do the comparison between the single stream we're doing now and the changes?
So
to look at.
I've asked the NRA to help with this, but that's a wheel that needs to be lubed. There's several things that we're waiting for from them. I get it, they're busy.
Yeah.
So I got nothing to back this whole thing up, potentially. I made a call to the general manager of Casella. He has called me back. He now works in Samford, Maine, so there's two new people. I didn't know if I told you that. Two new people that are supposed to call me tomorrow. And we were going to sit down and have a meeting with them so that when we approached the select board, we actually knew what we were talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's fair. You guys know what you're talking about.
Well,
it's a matter of trying to get all the current numbers lined up.
Correct.
So we can show, you know, which makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the mind that we hold off on the transfer station budget until we can sit down
get a briefing from
them. Yeah, with the Solid Waste Committee and see, you know, here's what we
that
think.
That would be perfect.
Here's what we think. And the budget committee is not going to meet until the beginning of December. And they'll already have police, fire, highway, library, hopefully town clerk.
So they've got plenty on their plate.
And so they'll have enough, I think, to keep them busy for their first meeting. So we have the opportunity when we come back in December after the holiday. If the I know the Solid Waste Committee doesn't plan to meet in
no,
December.
No, we are meeting in December. We made a 9th and another date to hopefully have Casella at that meeting. And
I just there's so many moving parts to this, mm-hmm. and the cost impact is huge. I would suggest we
as quickly as we can,
though.
Do you want to look at what I proposed for the labor real quick before we table it, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we've put in that attendant 3 line at $1. So during the summer, when you're working 3 10-hour days or 3 11-hour days, like I would be, it would be good to have an assistant manager that's at 40 hours a week, because if we are bailing, this is where bailing numbers.
This is with bailing.
So you would have one person, and as far as the pay matrix goes, I just punted. You got one person at $13. Attendant 2 would be at $12, wherever that falls. And with that being said, you have 26 weeks a year of 2 days, 26 weeks a year of 3 days. And the attendant 2 and 3 would only work the 10 hours a day while the transfer station is open. The assistant manager would be full-time because he's going to get 33 hours a week just in 3 days. And with bailing, potentially we're going to need to work more. But if I have that type of help there, we can control what's going around on the whole place and be bailing at the same time.
So, full-time transfer station manager, full-time assistant manager, and then
two part-timers.
Are all the time part-time or seasonal?
All any day that the transfer station is open.
So it'll change. You know,
when you
2 days in the winter, 3 days in the spring and summer.
Okay.
But they would be all time, right?
Right.
Year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
year round.
Just in the summer, they would get more hours.
Right.
So they would the essentially average. You guys are open 10 hours a day, so 20 and 30, they'd average 25 hours a week between the two seasons.
That would be the average, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So these numbers, my number pretty much is exact. These other two numbers are not exact because we would need to figure if we do this where we are on the pay matrix, what step are they at? So that's, as you can see, that's a $27,562 increase with not having the exact numbers, which is where the hope is if we're bailing, contract services helps pay for this.
Yeah, so this gets back to why
offset it.
Yeah. Need to see all the pieces kind of laid out side by side.
Mm-hmm.
Bailing could also help reduce the trucking.
Well, and that's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
So if we've already got that single stream, we're going to make a decision altogether happily of what actually goes into that, and we're thinking that it'll be plastic bottles and cans or whatever.
It'll make a big difference.
And that will probably
the loads we have to hold.
That might only ship once a month, and it would go to an on-call basis instead of a
weekly
scheduled.
Yeah.
So there, those are the theories.
And you're not going to be able to recycle as many different products.
So I was told that I could if you find the right vendor.
If you find the right vendor.
Correct.
And you have to hold enough of it to get the vendor to...
Because I mentioned that you had said that.
Yeah, you got to... It's a tough...
Yeah, so the good news is Yeah, the cardboard is valuable.
Cardboard, newspaper.
The bad news is the rest of the stream gets, I think it gets a little harder to find somebody.
And potentially the MSW would be getting used more because of what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's.
We're in a damned if we do, damned if we don't.
The toughest part for Nate in a transfer station is basically storage room.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to put this stuff? Because you get your best prices, if you can say, a commodity, as they like to call
right.
it, for a single truckload of this all one commodity. That's how you're going
to
get
and
your
that's, prices. And that's what I want to do. I'd like to have a 53-foot trailer. This is one's for cardboard. This one's for whatever else.
Yeah.
Drive it in with the fork truck.
Have you looked into what other communities have been doing?
So I've talked to a few other people. There, I talked to Moultonboro. I'm trying to think of what his name is now. I can't remember. Believe it or not, their transfer stations are set up very differently than what ours are. They, and some of them actually have balers that basically you throw this batch in, and it comes out on a conveyor. You throw this batch in, and then you can separate it with your fork truck as it comes out. I don't think we're going to have the luxury of ever having. So when I talk to them, they think that I've got, we're back to the three head thing, because they're so organized in what they're doing, and the equipment that they have is not in the realm of where we're ever going to be, I don't think. So do they give me good advice on day-to-day operations? Yes, but as far as getting through a budget and...
But they might, I mean, other communities might have different...
So hopefully I'm going to be going to Keene, I think it's December 4th, and we're going to get a tour of their facility.
Oh, nice.
It's an hour and a half or 2.5 hour tour. So if work schedules allow me to do that, I'm going to do that. Because it would be nice to see a big facility running. So yeah, I don't have a lot of answers for any of your questions.
Okay then.
The one thing I would like to bring up is when we, and I called Rick about this, when we sell or we give blue bags and tags to the town office, that money just goes away. I don't get reimbursed for it, and it doesn't show if we were to do some type of report at the end of the year to show, did we make money this year? Did we lose money? Where did? I'd like to see how that works changed, because Rick said, oh, all we do, I just wrote it down so that I could do a report for myself. And I'm thinking, I'm going to hand over $1,000 worth of stuff out of my inventory that I paid for, well, you know what I'm getting
yeah,
at,
yeah.
and not see any reimbursement for that from the town office. It just doesn't seem like it's...
You should be able to...
It goes into a completely different line item.
Charge it to a different line.
You buy the bags out of one line.
I buy the bags out of one... Yeah. I'm talking when they get the money for it, that...
Should still be in your computer. When you do your printout,
you can buy them right there at the window.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I'm not. I don't get any credit. The transfer station doesn't get any credit for thousands of dollars worth of tags and bags.
We used to get their money back. Well, no, the office should still have it because they run it through the register.
Right, and I'd like to see some type of report on that, but that just seems a little weird to me.
Yeah, although you said you don't get the money back.
I'd like to be able to push a number in like cash register.
Track it and say, you know, we gave $1,000 worth of bags to town department.
And then it shows on my weekly report.
There is a transfer station income report that comes out every month, and it shows at the end of the year, you know, you usually get about $60,000 from stickers. But I don't know if that includes the ones that are sold here.
I don't think that it does.
Oh.
And Rick said that it doesn't. I just talked to him Saturday night about it. Because I was feeling a little whiny and cryy and wanted to bring it up.
Oh, okay. So I get what you're saying. You're saying if if they get sold here.
It should be run through the register as a bag.
As a credit to the transfer.
Correct.
Well, at least, yeah, somewhere.
And it's not, it's showing they're not that, getting credited for
I thought you were talking about ones for the town offices to use.
No, the ones that, because like I'm getting prepared to hand over probably several thousand dollars worth of bags and tags. And I'm thinking, no, show me the money and I'll.
Well,
that makes sense.
Are they sold anywhere else?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We've done away with that?
Correct.
Good. Because mm-hmm. that was a goat rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to see large influxes of income for bags, you know, because there's like weekly, daily accounting.
Yeah.
And I said, what is that? How did you get $1,000 worth of bags? You know, as well, Market Basket or somebody, you know, turned in their sales.
And there were fluctuations in the numbers on that also.
Yeah, no. Better to keep them under town control and not.
Yeah.
So my job is to be able to actually say, this is why we think this number on the trucking part, on the contracted services part.
And trucking,
yeah.
It includes the cost of disposing of the glass now, which is a new thing.
That's not cheap.
And, well, it depends on how they weigh it.
It does.
Well, yeah, that's right. We're getting a good deal apparently.
Right now, yeah. They are going to weigh it again the next, because it's only been out two times, so we're half full now.
Okay.
So they're going to weigh. They said they would weigh
three times.
Three times.
What that
and give the average
was that we signed, or you signed.
Okay. So I'd make a motion that we table the transfer station budget until our December 4th meeting.
I would second.
Tom, you got any comment on? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. We'll see you guys back here on...
So December 4th, we're probably not going to have a lot of information. It's all about people getting back to us. And I call every day.
Wow.
And I'll email, and we'll see what I have.
Well, we don't need until, what was it, the 9th?
The 9th or something. With Casella. Well, and they haven't said that they were going to meet with us either.
Because yeah, after the 4th, we don't meet again until the 18th.
Well, so assuming everything else is done, all the other departments, I think this one is, because there are so many moving parts this year, I think it's worth trying to get it right.
You want to revise the motion to the 18th?
Yeah. Okay. Do we need a motion?
My motion to be the December 18th, tabled until the December 18th meeting. Does your second still stand?
Yeah.
Okay. And the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
That should give us some time to have something better.
And at that point, we kind of have to go with what we know.
What other companies besides Casella could we...
Well, you have Waste Management.
Yeah.
And I have sales reps at... for my construction business at Dumpster Depot and Waste Management. And so I am going to be reaching out to them. I just wanted to have Casella come and meet with us so that when I reached out to them, I had information as to where Casella was with all of this. And there's other...
We could put something out to bid.
Of course we can.
Yeah, well, come June.
Right.
Right.
And we may have decided that we're going to be trucking differently come then anyway.
Right, because there's other places that we can truck to, right?
Well, it's becoming limited.
Okay.
The further away we have to go with stuff, if it's an 18-wheeler with a 53-foot trailer, then that's better. But the further away we have to go, is the higher the trucking is going to be.
Right.
So it's...
There's a lot of moving parts.
There is many.
Hey Tom,
almost
you had brought up the trailer for the rec gear last week. Did you want to?
Yeah, you had mentioned it originally, $2,500. You suggested the idea of the $5,000 we put aside, taking $2,500 of that, and consider buying the trailer that you found.
Mm-hmm.
You put the recreation equipment.
And that is a four.
In that unit?
That's a full 8x40.
That would free up the space that you wanted to.
Which would be great.
Is that a container or a trailer?
It's a container.
Not like the old trailers that we used to have, the truck trailers that collapsed.
So I think, so all we would have to do at that point, and maybe you'd be able to help with that, because I think I can get it for $2,000. I might even be able to get it for less.
Okay.
Is we got to get it trucked off of Knox Mountain.
The trailer? We can look.
Yeah, we'll look at it at some point.
So I would suggest we have Nate go get a quote for the trailer and the trucking. And I don't know how long that would take you. I mean, if you wanted to bring that back on the 4th.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Submit that one, you know, we'll deal with the budget. But I think that would be a good progress toward getting that resolved.
Yeah.
We're going to have snow by then.
Okay.
Thank you.
We could. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Julie. See if she's.
Do the town clerk tax collector.
See if she's available. If not, we. Oh, well, we need her for the other one anyway. So.
Yeah. Do you guys put salt on the dirt roads?
No.
Just sand.
Just sand.
My wife was all concerned about walking the dog.
What's that?
My wife was concerned about walking the dog in the dirt road.
Oh, yeah. So there might be a little bit of salt in the sand in case it gets cold, but that's it.
I'll tell them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Nate.
Have a good evening.
You too. Good night. Drive carefully.
Okay, John.
Save me from a new car.
Thanks. Oh. That's what we're here for, Julie.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I think I'm doing two tonight.
I think that's what we have in the packet.
Yeah, two. I'm doing elections and the town clerk.
All right, so I apologize because I didn't get to it earlier today, but on your spreadsheet.
Yep, is that a mistake? Good, good.
The pluses and minuses
aren't. They're not right?
You know, so for example,
On elections, or I know I
explained. No, on your town clerk tax collection. So pick a line. 315, the IT. FY 20 was 200. FY 21 is 400.
Oh, I did them wrong. I'll fix them.
When I add them up, I come up with 56.95.
Oh, that's better.
Right. Instead of the 81.73. But.
I'm not surprised.
Just, you know, run those through a.
Yeah, because I did an office it now that I look at it.
Oh, you know what? So if you go down, I'm off by $200, because if you go down to your narrative, your first box up there. Shows the increase of.
Oh.
The total department
right?
Increase.
So I just did this wrong. So
yeah, I don't know if that was going to go with.
We can take it out. We'll take it out. It's just called. Delete. That's all it is?
All right.
I wouldn't want to hit Julie.
Thank you.
I did have a question on...
Take the wrap.
On the postage line.
Okay.
It lists all the things that's there, and it includes the tax bills. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought the tax bills were part of... the postage and the envelopes and everything was part of that service.
Like it says here, all the dogs, every day we mail stuff to DMV.
Okay.
Packages. Some days they're $1.60, some days they're $1.85, some days there's two packages to DMV. And then the dogs, if all the people don't do it.
Yeah.
I went by hers, I looked at her last year's, and she was over, and I said, I know we're going to be under. So I said, let's bring it down. And next year, after I've done this a whole year, you'll get much closer actuals.
Okay, I was trying to remember our conversation about the service that we use to put out the tax bills.
Yep.
And I thought when we were doing the math to figure out if that was cheaper.
That's in there. I believe the tax, the mailings of that. It's just, there's so much mail going out of that office every day.
Right.
Because you have to do the sewer bills. It's the dogs that is huge money.
The dogs?
The dogs. But, so now, there's a little icon on the screen on when you're registering, and if it has a blue dog, we ask every person, oh, do you have a dog? Yes, would you like to register your dog?
Do it while you're here.
So we've done quite a few this week. And every time the vets send us all their rabies things, Gloria's sending out letters, which is normal, and people are coming in and registering their dogs. I think the last tag was 900 and something, 926, 20. It's up in the 900. So there's a lot of dogs.
Under the software maintenance?
Yep.
Are those annual costs for the modules, or are those...
So this is the same number as last year, I believe, and I was able to get boats in there.
Right.
Into that price. And maybe I put in here a tax kiosk of $750. So at times they'll call me a lot. Oh, how much is this? How much is that? How much is this? You know, this property, blah, blah, blah. But I think we're going to do good to get... We got the boats in this year because there's enough money, and hopefully I've added it all up right. It's hard knowing.
Yeah.
But it is. They bill us like I asked for the boats. They said if the boats, like I sent the contract in, just scanned it. We pay if it goes into effect December 30th. Next year, it's another. It will go that way. They do it by the year.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to do it in December and have to pay again in January.
Equipment purchases. You say you're replacing the state printer, state copier?
Yeah, I'd like to replace it right now if... It's going to fly off my desk if it... Yeah, we got one this year we're replacing. Everybody's replacing them in the state.
Sure.
And I only need one for next year on my desk.
The state's not... The state doesn't kick in any money.
No,
for
they're
that.
Done. They're done with them. But you have to get their credentials. It has to have two draws, and the state paper goes in one draw and regular paper goes in the other. Yeah.
And then...
And they supply the paper. They do. They supply the paper.
And then I'm thinking back to our conversation about the machine.
Yeah.
Did we need... I know we said the way to get out of that lease was to not have any money in the budget for it.
There's no money in the budget for it.
But is there a zero line somewhere that we can say?
That we can point to and...
I'm just...
You could put it under $1 office equipment in case of unanticipated needs. There's a dollar there.
Do we know what?
Not a clue.
What we were paying?
Haven't received the bill yet.
Right.
Has not been used.
Okay.
And we also, and we did determine that it would still be cheaper to use the service that you have.
Yes, because our stamps are 50 cents. Mm-hmm. Their stamps are 38 cents.
They get bulk mailing.
And they get, so it's 68 cents to send out a tax bill. And so when you do 50 cents and then 7 cents for the envelope and then the paper to print it and the time stuffing it and doing all it, they just do it all. And it goes out very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's a good use of.
No.
It saves labor.
Yep.
And time.
All right. So we should keep that in mind. So when they, if they want us to come back later and say, well, you know, show us you're not planning to keep it.
We should enter that into our official minutes that we're not going to appropriate that money for that particular machine.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that before.
Yeah, but now that we're doing her budget, it's a good time to read.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. There is no money in the budget for it, as you can see.
So. No money for the NeoPost envelope stuffing machine.
Yep.
Okay.
For FY21.
Yep.
And beyond.
All that money went into the training.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've done a lot of training. Yeah.
We get a better return on investment on training than we do on that stupid machine.
Yeah, I mean, the people who are doing the billing, they use those.
Oh, sure.
That's, you know, that company who's doing our mailing uses those. But
maybe they want to buy it.
Yeah, sell the machine to them.
So I did. You guys are gonna. I'll have to talk to you after, so.
I did have a question on your just your IT line, was that what it was?
Yep. Did I make that? Yep.
Is that for
Dave
to come in and do maintenance things for you?
Fix like when it doesn't work. Like he just set up the new computer.
Yeah.
And he had to go into MAP and do all that. Well, there's no way I would know what to do. So, in the money this year that was in the budget for like the cash register and all that, the computer needed to be replaced on the deputy side. So we, instead of buying the other stuff because we're not using a cash register anymore, we bought the computer.
Yeah.
One other question on general supplies. You went from 1,600 to 200. You sure you're not cutting yourself down?
No, because the other line jumped. Because general supplies is
paper, pencils, pens.
Well, I needed a humidifier because it was so dry in there. We couldn't, you know. Everybody's coughing, so that it was something unnormal. It's just something you need. That was the billing for the taxes, the service.
Oh, that's the money you move from there to the tax.
It shouldn't be. It should be where it is. It's a mailing. It's a postage. That it's a more appropriate line than six.
Yeah, 610.
Yeah, 610 should be a very low line.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what I've been over the years.
Okay, that's the money you move.
So 550 went up to 1,800.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you found also that there was a lot of duplication of things going on, like copying and.
Yeah, things. I think after we get through a whole year, you're going to see things calm down a lot on paper and like the office supplies here. I have a whole draw of office supplies, which is great because we use them.
Sure.
But I think next year you're gonna see a lot of lines come down.
Okay.
As we get more efficient, we don't print very much. We scan.
Right.
We save. Mm-hmm. We electronic. You know. what I can send electronically, I do.
I mean, we're paying all this money for computers. We should be using them.
Yes. You know, but, like, there's some things, you know, that cost money, so.
One thing I think that you should consider doing, we haven't done it for a long time. Most of the other towns do it, is with respect to the town elections in March, to put an ad in the paper as to what elected positions are available for voters to sign up if they're interested.
They haven't been doing that? You can do that.
Because otherwise, you know, a lot of folks wouldn't know what even when sign-up time was or what
might
be available.
And you can do an ad. You could do a press release. The town could do a press release and write something up and say, and sometimes people read that more, especially,
whatever.
You know.
Yeah. If you can do it as a press release and the paper takes it,
they take it, yeah.
Then it's free.
But we can also advertise on the website, and, you know, there is some Facebook stuff. We can get it out there. I'll have to see when the deadline for filing is.
January or something.
Deadline.
I don't have any other questions on her town clerk.
No.
Elections.
Well, that's what you want to do.
Oh, you got them.
You want to do that one first? Close out the town clerk tax collector before she does elections, or do you just want to talk through both of them?
Can you do
them
separately?
4140 and then. Yeah, they're different numbers, so yeah. Let's do the. Make a motion that we accept and approve the town clerk tax collector. 4151 dot whatever.
That's 41.
In the sum of $122,493.
I'll second.
Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay, on to elections. 4140.
So you're going to see quite an increase this year.
Why, yes.
You're seeing an increase because went back and it's, as somebody in the office who does finance told me, they never put enough money in. So we got three big elections coming up. Three good size elections. I just will tell you, the other day I had a meeting with the two moderators and the head of the, what is she, supervisors of the checklist. Kind of to say, okay, I'm going to need some help, let's get this going and get organized. So we did that the other day, and I went over the budget, so we're going to need, for the primary, four ballot clerks, a runner, somebody take in on this side, you know, to give out the ballots. We have three supervisors of the checklist. They might have another person helping. It's going to be very busy. So the budget is up, but I think this should cover the entire budget.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Up $900?
$9,000.
No, it's up $5,000. A little over 5,000, right? It was 45, but those were little. It was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking
45,
at the wrong.
Now
I'm looking
54.
At the wrong.
It was
line.
Yeah.
The sub. Yeah, the total 45.99.
So on the very top, yeah.
Yeah, and then the operating is up from 21.49 to 58.21.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're up quite a bit. So I have. I don't know if I gave you the right one or not, but I'm having us in it. Over $10,000,
yeah.
But that's three elections, more than you have this year, and it's bigger. So, I went back over the last couple of years and looked at what was spent and stuff. So I think it's important to stay in budget, but not to be way over budget, and to budget appropriately. And I understand all three of you should be at a voting primary day.
But that's in this year's budget, the primary, right?
The state primaries, yeah. So there's the presidential primary in February,
yeah.
But there's a state primary in September.
September, then the big...
Then the general election in November.
And then we got one in March.
And then town meeting.
In March.
March of 21.
Right. Yeah, okay. So this is, yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll do our best to stay in budget and stuff.
March of 20. People can volunteer, correct?
Well, there's an, yeah, but
March of 20.
I did one
but
year.
For this budget, it'll be the March of 21.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking for some ballot clerks. Unfortunately, we have some people. I'm going to reach out to the people who were ballot clerks.
We lost two, I know of.
Yeah. So we're going to, I'm going to be reaching out to people for that. I'm going to call the people who were before and ask them if they want to return and do it again, and then we'll be looking for some ballot clerks.
Are you going to make an agreement with the weatherman that we don't have snow?
We're going to hold it. If Tim is still our moderator, we will hold regardless of the weather. I think.
You know, they changed it this year, so.
So.
Increase the budget a little more and move the voting to Florida.
No, because we don't have punch machines. We'd have to buy punch machines.
The hanging chad.
The hanging chad, yeah.
The chad?
Hanging yeah. chad, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
No. Yeah, so there's your advertising for elections.
I put it up a little bit.
There is a, yeah, so there is a line for that, so we should.
Yeah, I did increase that line, I believe. It was only $100 for elections, and I figured having more elections, so there is some money, so we can place it. Well,
after
July.
Out. Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm sure there's some money in the budget. We can take care of that.
I'm good.
Okay. Make a motion that we accept and approve the budget for elections for the 2021 time frame and the amount of
$11,212.
How much?
$11,212.
I might come back to you with that. I think I might have made a mistake. I really think it. I think the correct is $10,324. Not your fault. I was changing. I was looking at it after. I believe the correct amount is $10,324.
That's what you have on the spreadsheet.
Is that what I have?
I didn't get a.
I didn't get a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet so. For.
Do you get this?
For election. I got that for elections, but not.
It, and this is.
Oh, that's not the one.
No, it's in your packet. It was just printed
yeah,
off
okay,
tonight.
Yeah,
yeah
here
it's
it
10,000. Yeah, it's 10,324. Yeah.
Revise my motion for to be 10,324.
Yeah.
No, I'll second that.
No, it's.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going forward.
No, okay.
I think this is on the spreadsheet. That's
yeah.
It's the second page from the front, right here.
Yeah.
Everybody online?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Okie dokie.
So, would you guys like to talk about deeding?
Yeah, but we're going to have to go into non-public.
Yeah, do you want to get some other stuff done?
No, why, do you need some time?
No, I just got to go get a piece of paper, but I can go back to the office and work for a little bit.
While you're doing that, I need to...
If you have some other things on your agenda you want to work, get to.
There's only one other...
Why don't you go get your stuff?
I'll go get it.
Yeah, getting you knocked out so you can go back to new cars.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a building designer now. Got any spare time?
Yeah, I wish. Nah, that was just, you know, I figured it's easier to throw something out there and have the smart people weigh in on it and come up with better ideas.
Is that an L?
Yep.
So, I can at least work a tape measure.
That's a lot of brush.
Yeah.
Oh, not this one.
Yeah, it's 4 feet. That takes a lot of ramp space to get down so that you're not going 40 miles an hour at the bottom.
It breaks to have a lift.
That's, yeah.
Expensive.
Yes, it was over 12 grand.
For a lift?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, next on the agenda is tax deeds. We will be going into a non-public session. For that, selectman present, Olmstead, yes. Salatillo, here. Jim Dibbs,
yes.
Here. Motion to enter non-public made by Olmstead.
Second.
Seconded by Dick. We will be going into non-public session under RSA 91. A, :3, subparagraph 2C, matters which, if discussed in public, would likely affect and adversely the reputation of any person other than a member of this board unless such person requests an open meeting. This exception shall extend to any applicant for assistance or tax abatement or waiver of fee, fine, or other levy if based on inability to pay or poverty of the applicant. Roll call vote to enter non-public session. Salatillo?
Yeah.
Olmstead, yes. Dick?
Yes.
OK. Okay. Public tape removed, entered non-public at 6:15 p.m.